Good afternoon. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 2 p.m. Central Daylight Time update on Hurricane Harvey. We've got some data from the Hurricane Hunter aircraft that show that Harvey is now a major hurricane. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 120 miles per hour. Harvey right now is located about 75 miles southeast of Corpus Christi, Texas. You can see the eye is now becoming apparent in this GO-16 visible imagery. We also can see the eye on the radar from Corpus Christi as it makes its approach toward the middle Texas coast. Well, Harvey is going to make landfall somewhere in the hurricane warning area in the middle Texas coast late tonight or early Saturday morning, bringing that core, those very dangerous major hurricane force winds on land within the warning area. We are now seeing sustained tropical storm force winds over a large portion of the middle Texas coast. We have sustained winds near Port Aransas in the last hour of 49 miles per hour with higher wind gusts. We can see the multiple rain bands spreading on shore. Over the next 12 to 24 hours, Harvey is going to make landfall and should progress slowly inland over the middle Texas coast. And then it's basically going to stall out for several days. The biggest hazard that we're concerned about in the very short term is the life-threatening storm surge, where from just the north end of the Padre Island National Seashore up to Sargent, Texas, we could see 6 to 12 feet of storm surge inundation. That's flooding above ground level, 6 to 12 feet deep. Along the coast in this particular area, especially near and to the right of where the center of Harvey crosses on land. But everybody in this area should be heeding any evacuation orders they've been giving. Unfortunately, now conditions have begun to deteriorate significantly. But if you can get out and you've been asked to do so, please try. Beyond that time, Harvey is going to stall and then move very, very slowly across the middle and upper Texas coast all the way through the weekend into the early portions of next week. And that's going to lead to catastrophic rainfall flooding with tremendous rainfall totals in this red and purple area. We could see widespread rainfall totals of 15 to 25 inches over areas like the Houston-Galveston metropolitan area, Victoria, Corpus Christi, Texas, all the way into southwestern Louisiana. And within that area, we could see isolated amounts of rainfall as much as 35 inches. That's 3 feet of rain. And that could cause really some catastrophic flooding. So we're going to be dealing with a tremendous amount of water from Harvey, both in terms of storm surge and rainfall for the next several days. So please take all appropriate precautions as the storm is beginning to continue to intensify as it approaches the Texas coast. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 2 p.m. Central Daylight Time update on Harvey.